Freddie Thomas Hamlin Jr.
Okay, just hold on one moment. Let's see who is going to be conducting your hearing. I see Honorable Mr. Mann. The Honorable Mr. Mayor will serve as the lead, so let's give him a moment, and he's going to get his paperwork together. We'll be ready to get started, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. State your full name and agency number for the record, please.
Freddie Thomas Hamlin Jr., 22-89-22.
Thank you, sir. We're bringing for the Arizona Board of Executive Tennessee this afternoon in reference to your community supervision ratification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Mark. I keep forgetting that we've had so much technical difficulties with the audio and visual and everything, so you can see us. So, in the center position is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm just representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Have you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I do. Okay, we're going to be conducting in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether that your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Division of Supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to file verbal directives of your assigned parole officer to report to Streets of Joy located at 451 South Hobson in Mesa, Arizona to establish residence on or about April 23rd, 2018. The whereabouts were unknown as you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Hamlin, I'm going to need to finally give you the notification that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses or backlapses in the ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information. So I'll stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On April 23rd, 2008, Mr. Hamlin was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 28th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 28th, 2018 with a projected CCD of May 29th, 2020, which reflects 96 suspended days. Current conviction, 2008, burglary, third degree, 7 years. 2008, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. 2008, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. There was no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 404. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1987, theft of vehicle, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, robbery, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, theft of vehicle, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, aggravated assault, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, aggravated driving, DWI, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Hammond, we're going to go with the summary of the case supervision. And it seems that your approval resides streets of Doyle, located 451 South Thompson in Mesa, Arizona, but you didn't establish residence. So, where did you go, sir?
I went to my old neighborhood, honestly, I'm an addict. I wish I would have gone into a treatment center right away because I've never been to a treatment center before. I was told now that the treatment centers, I'm not sure how true this is, treatment centers give you a shot that if you do take any drugs, it makes you deadly ill. That sounds like something what I need, because I'm afraid for myself even when I get out in 2020 of just going back into the same stuff again. I have to do something. I have to do it now. I'm 52 years old. I don't want to go down this path anymore. It's got to end, and I need help, and from what I understand, if that's what the case of the treatment centers do have that drug, I need something to happen. If I'm gonna get back into being any kind of a productive citizen at all.
Okay, so you say you're an addict. What are you addicted to, sir?
Methamphetamines and heroin.
Terrible combination.
Yes, sir.
You didn't do any new ways?
No.
Did you have any employment, sir?
I didn't have any employment. I was recycling at the time, going around picking up cans and bottles. That was taking care of my needs.
Okay. So you say you know that you've got to get some treatment, and I don't know. I'm sure there was something they can give you that would have that kind of reaction, but I don't know if it's a long-term thing or just a very short-lived type of treatment. Fortunately for myself, I've never been a victim, so I don't know all the ins and outs of it, of the treatment, but I do know that the biggest thing and the biggest secret to it is you.
Yeah.
You not only have to say, I have a problem, I want to do something about it, but you're the one that has to make whatever they give you work. So, that's it. So my question at this point in time is, whether the board will choose to release you back on community supervision, or you finish out your sentence until May of 2020, what is your plan? What are you going to do to help yourself not relapse? What do you think you should be doing?
I needed to get in constant contact with my family, my mom. She's a very, very, very hard, heavy moral support. And my sisters, Joanne, Kathy, and my brothers, Bill and Scott, we all have a tight-knit family. I want to get in contact back with my children, repair some bridges there. And I'm an automotive technician by trade, so I have plenty of skills inside my brain. I just need to make sure and stay away from the drugs, and it's I've been an automotive technician. I went to school back in 1987 for 960 hours of basic automotive, and after that it became natural to me. I call myself an automotive technician because I've been in it for so long, and I've I'm I don't like patting myself on the back, but I'm really good at what I do.
There's nothing wrong with being proud of your work. That's part of having a strong work ethic. But drugs can destroy the best work ethic there ever was. So have you looked into any specific inpatient treatments or places like that, or is it just you know something is out there?
Well, I know something's out there, but I want to make sure, I have to make sure that I get something that like I explained to you, I know a big part of it comes from within me, but I need a little extra help. I need that. If they made some kind of drug that would actually do that, and then all I have to worry about is taking it. And you know what I'm saying?
And
if I knew the outcome of taking any other drugs, I'm good, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make myself sick. So in my mind, I would be good. I could carry on a normal life, because I mean I have a few psychological problems here too, but I'm taking medication for those, and it helps, you know.
I'm gonna see if there are any fellow members have any questions. Okay, so we'll be nearing the end of your hearing now. In a couple of minutes, the board is going to go into a discussion to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything that you think would be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that it be new information and not a rehash of everything we've already discussed.
I can't think of anything that I could say other than I really want a second try at this.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So just remain silent, but stay on the phone, and I'll get back with you as soon as we've made a decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Board's now in discussion. Well, Mr. Hanlon is an interesting gentleman. Soundbite, he has pretty much made up his mind that he doesn't want to continue down the path he's been going, but I don't quite hear the conviction in it, and the fact that, you know, he knows he needs some treatment, he knows he needs to locate a treatment center and find out what's going on, and he just knows that he's heard there's a drug out there that would make him sick, and he's got to go find it. So that the abscond time, I know it's a long time, but I'm not in favor of returning him to community supervision at this time. But I want to listen to discussion from my fellow board member.
I agree.
Okay. Based on all information, warrant number 2018W1429. Mr. Hanlon, testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hanlon as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse of the criminal ways or company, very specifically, use of illegal drugs. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed upon by Dr. Wright. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You do sound like you've pretty much made up your mind you have to do something. All you need to get the conviction to do it. It is quite a while until you're released, but there are programs like NA and AA that can help you get your mind right so that when you do get out, you can be moving in the right direction, but also get your CO3 or any of the, maybe even any of the faith-based groups that come into the yard, and see if you can locate the treatment center that you want so that you're all set to go, so that you won't be wandering around on the streets trying to figure out where you're going to go, because that will do nothing but put you back on drugs.
Right, I understand.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. We do wish you the best of luck. We hope to never see you in this position again. And so this will end your hearing, and if you put CO3 back on.
All right, thank you.
All right, anyway.